99X. It's the Morning X. Barnes and Leslie. Fram, you want to get into some really spooky stuff?
I'm ready for spooky.
I have lived in Atlanta since 1992. And never in my years of living here have I heard about this.
Lake Lanier is the largest lake in Georgia. It's a man-made lake meant to provide water and power to the surrounding communities. They actually made it by flooding a valley that had a town in it, Oscarville. So they'd relocate the people that lived there, and then they just drowned the entire town under water.
When they built the lake, they left tons of structure in the water. We've got concrete, roads, bridges. We've got a racetrack under there. We've got standing timber that stands as high as 40, 60, 70 feet from the bottom.
There seems to be a great deal of debris in the water, so it's not an ideal place for people to be swimming or boating or jet skiing or partying. The fact is, it's a dangerous place.
Mind blown.
What?
I have so many questions, and good thing we have Lisa M. Russell on, who is a writer, a writing instructor, and academic assistant dean. She authors micro history books about lost things, and one of those books is Underwater Ghost Towns of North Georgia, which focuses on the creation of Lake Lanier. So many questions. Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I don't know how.
I lived there for 17 years and never heard about this.
Hey, are we just out of the loop? Because we did a radio show for a lot of years. This never came up, ever.
I don't think people talked about it a lot, not because they're trying to hide anything. It's just, it really, until I started doing the research and talking to different people, I didn't know it existed, how they did it, how they formed the lakes. And just by the way, I wrote about all the North Georgia lakes, and there's almost every one of them were formed almost exactly the same way as Lake Lanier. But for some reason, Lake Lanier gets a lot of press.
How, when, and why was Lake Lanier created? When did this all happen?
It's an area, time period that I call the dam era. And it started like in the turn of the century. They needed electricity in North Georgia. I mean, 1914, they didn't have electricity in North Georgia. So they started with like Blue Ridge. Have they ever been to Lake Blue Ridge? It's my favorite of the lakes. It's beautiful. It's resort. It's remote.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
But that was one of the earliest dams, hydroelectric dam, because they didn't have electricity, okay? That was the main reason they started all this. Also, places like Rome, Georgia flood really bad because of the river. So these creation of these lakes by damming up the rivers, actually the reservoirs, by creating those, it stops the floodwaters. It keeps them from flooding. The other reason was navigation, which I never have totally understood, except for before the lakes, you know, they had rivers that they would navigate. So those are the reasons they started. That was in the early 1900s. But then in 1940, after the war, they started thinking, before World War II, they started thinking about the area up in near, like near Gainesville, and this it has three counties: Forsyth, Hall. Anyways, they started thinking about using it for water. You know, using it water because Atlanta was growing and they needed water. So of all the lakes, Lake Lanier got the most attention that I've ever seen after doing all this research. And the reason is they started this after the war. They said, well, okay, we're going to build it. We're going to flood these. By the way, I'll go back to that in a minute. We're going to flood these areas, and we're going to create hydroelectric power, also water. They never had the intention of being recreational. That was never the but that happened. You know, that was kind of an afterthought. So they really started them for those three reasons, and then Atlanta needed water, so they started the water thing. But like I said, it was like when they started Lake Lanier. Oh my goodness, they had a, like I call it a dog and pony political show. They had the governor and all the senators, and they were taking a bucket of water from one side and pouring it to the other. They were making a big thing about it, you know how politicians do. So that's Lake Lanier is the only lake that I studied that got that much attention.
Wow.
That's incredible. Tell us about Oscarville and then all these other towns that were submerged.
It just goes away. Mind blown.
So it is weird, but you got to remember, put your mind back in that time period. There weren't towns, and everybody says towns, and I've just been watching, looking online, and there's this new movie coming out about Lanier, and they're calling Oscarville a town. Oscarville was not a town. It was a community. Y'all know how Georgia is. They have incorporated towns, and then they have unincorporated communities, and it was an unincorporated community. It was a farmland, generational farmland. And if you want to know the curse of the bad things that happened, is people lost their farmlands that were in their families for centuries, and not centuries, excuse me, generations. So Oscarville was a community. It wasn't incorporated. And so I'm not to put a fine point on it, but I hear that all the time, and I wanted to make sure that people understand that it was a farm area at the time that they flooded. Nobody was run out. They were given, 700 families had to move, and they were given cheap prices. I mean, the very first guy that, and by the way, these are all in the newspaper.
how cheap, what did they offer?
Let me tell you the price. They got a Shadburn, Henry Shadburn, been on the property for 100 years. His family had been on there hundreds of years. And when they came in, and basically they had to sell, they didn't have any choice, you know. They paid him $4,100 for 100 acres of land in 1954, which when I wrote the book, which was a few years ago, it was $36,000 in our time.
So if you dove into the lake, how far down would you have to go to find any of these structures?
I don't think it's like right on the surface, but they really, but like comparative, like Carter's Lake is like 400 feet deep. Okay. Lanier is not that deep. So it's not that far down. I don't know exactly the number. I'm not a diver. I have talked to a lot of divers, and they do say that Lake Lanier is really different from most areas. I don't know. They don't know why, but it has a different feel to it. But here's one thing. When they created all the other lakes, especially Lake Blue Ridge, they cut down all the trees, got rid of all the stuff, you know, the houses and stuff, the buildings. But they left them. They just left them for Lake Lanier. For some reason, they left them. They didn't move any. In fact, on Friday nights, they say that people in Forsyth County would stand on a bridge and watch the water rise and stuff swirling around, you know, junk and stuff.
Ooh.
We are talking to Lisa Russell. She is an expert on underwater ghost towns all over North Georgia. And a lot of this is that I've seen pop up lately is about Lake Lanier, which just blows me away still.
Yeah. Yeah. Barnes, it's kind of reminding me of Outer Banks. Maybe there's treasure underneath there. We could call John B. What do you think? Like, what is there that we could discover?
Oh, there's graves under there. There's Native American burial grounds that were excavated. There's probably junk and a lot of fishing line.
Okay, on that topic, let's listen to this clip, and I'd like you to speak on this because this is spooky, and you start getting all these people talking about rumors and about ghosts and stuff. Listen to this clip.
But researchers studying the lake believe this is only part of the story, and that the source of the dark forest drawing people down into its murky depths is a Native American burial ground that was submerged by the lake's construction.
Back in 2007, there was a drought, and the water went way low. And because of that, they found an area called the Samoar Mounds, Indian Mounds. It's considered a sacred area that belonged to the Native Americans. The Creeks and the Cherokees, Lake Lanier was built by the Army Corps of Engineers. And according to the Army Corps of Engineers, they removed all the bodies while they were creating Lake Lanier. But back when they were building these lakes, they didn't have ground penetrating equipment. So there's a great likelihood that there are bodies of the Native Americans under the waters of Lake Lanier.
By the way, that's you, right, on this TV show?
When I had a cold. Oh, it's okay.
So have bodies floated to the surface?
No. Did I say that?
No, I'm asking you.
No, nothing. Because, you know, they're probably decomposed. So they're probably at the bottom of the, you know, I'm not an expert.
Well, but people could still find something.
They probably could. In the National Archives, there was a map. And I thought I scanned it to put it in my book, but I didn't. They have a map where they were looking for graves. And I don't know how they would do it without graves, you know, because a lot of them didn't have markers, including slave graves, the enslaved people, they didn't have markers. So how would they know where the bodies were? You know what I'm saying? And they didn't have ground penetrating, you know, like we do now. So they did the best they could. They had, a picture in the National Archives of all these crosses they put here and there where they thought there might have been graves. And what they did was when they got permission of the family, if they could find the family, they would move the graves to a higher place. But you think about all the people that have died. And again, this was a generational farm area. It wasn't cities where people, you know, North Georgia is very rural, you know.
Where can people learn about this, Lisa? Do you have a website, a book? How can we find out about this?
Book, right?
Yeah, I have several things. I have a Substack called Elegies of Lost Things. I also have a YouTube.
Okay.
And then my website is lisamrussell.net. And I write several things about lost things and all the lakes because it's a really fascinating story. Now when I drive by a lake, because I live near Lake Altoona, when I drive by a lake, and I don't even go up to Lanier except for when I'm going to speak or something, I just look at it and I go, I don't look at it the same anymore. I
bet.
Yeah. How could you?
First of all, it's a mud hole.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even a natural thing. It's created by man. And it's just not, you know.
That's so fascinating.
Wild story.
Fascinating.
Thank you for sharing. If people want to dive in more, well, I shouldn't say it that way. If people want to get into it more, you can check out the book. And what's the name of the book?
Underwater Ghost Towns of North Georgia.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
The Morning X with Barnes and Leslie. 99.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.